Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our Atlanta United play here.
Pajalbi into the box for Martinez. They score!
If it matters to a United fan, hear it first, even on the weekend.
Your weekend plays here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Nick Kale Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, theradio.com app. Great to have you in here on a Saturday, Atlanta. The Saturday Social comes your way in just about 20 minutes. We'll tell you about that in due time. But right now, let's continue our college football conversation. A little SEC, little dogs, as we welcome in my man Mike Griffith, who covers the Georgia Bulldogs for the AJC. Mr. Griffith, happy Saturday. Good to talk to you again. How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Great to see college football on again, eh?
No doubt about it. All these people complaining on Twitter, it's not the same. And I'm like, I just want to blast every one of them and say, would you rather have no football at all? Would you rather be on a pumpkin patch ride with your wife? I mean, seriously.
No, it's true. You know, and you got to remember what it's really all about. I mean, we get selfish. In the media or as fans, and what we want and what we want. And what we're really seeing, though, is we're seeing some colleges and some programs and some conferences, you know, that made it happen for their young people amid a really challenging time. I mean, let's face it. I mean, politics is playing a role in a lot of things in our society right now. And even college football in the Big Ten with the Minnesota governor, you know, talking about how she discouraged the university from playing football. I guess I didn't recognize that was part of a governor's job. But but down here, the bottom line is this. This is opportunity. And these players, they don't get 20-20 back. And like you said, it's not perfect. We all kind of got to eat around that worm in the apple, right? But we don't get 20-20 back, so we can sit around and talk about how bad it is and do nothing, or we can try to make the most of it. For these players, a lot of them, you know, they want professional futures. They signed up for this. And so I think it's just great that they're having the opportunity to go out there and pursue their dreams and their passions in a lot of these conferences. And it's disappointing that other conferences didn't hold true to the contract when that kid signed that scholarship. They didn't deliver that opportunity that they promised them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mike, I saw you retweet Ross Dellinger of SI.com, who I believe was on with Willie P in the previous show. He put out a chart on college towns and COVID-19 cases. And if I'm interpreting the chart and the data correctly, it looks like Athens is pretty high up there in a bad way. Yeah. I know the Bulldogs' goal is 20 to 25% capacity. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, it's hot. You're right. I mean, we kind of knew this was going to happen when school got back in session, and you had to figure that those numbers were going to spike, especially if there's going to be a lot of testing. The question, to me, it's never really been about the numbers. It's about which people are getting ill with it. You know, there's certain risk groups, and those are certain factors. I mean, obviously, if you're a senior citizen, you're not going to be walking around downtown Athens bar hopping and you know, checking out the scene. If you're an 18 to 21-year-old, you probably don't feel as in danger. Now, fortunately, that doesn't mean that you can't carry it. And despite our education, let's be honest, it's hard to convince an 18 to 21-year-old to do anything without the fear of repercussions or accountability. That's just the way they're programmed. And so you can legislate rules and legislate laws, but you can't legislate human behavior. So I think we knew that the schools, when they started back, were going to have spikes. The college communities were going to be at the greatest risk. What you hope is that those numbers start to fall drastically. And if there's good news for Georgia, it's that they don't play their first home game until October. They got October 3rd and October 10th. You got Auburn and Tennessee. And then you don't have another home game at Georgia again until November 21st. So, you're hoping for the best. They've got a lot of rules and stipulations in place. I know tailgating is being discussed. Not sure what they're going to do with that. I would say if those numbers don't fall, can't imagine Georgia having tailgating. Maybe they decide to wait until November and everybody can tailgate before the Mississippi State and Vanderbilt games.
Mike Griffith is joining us. JT Daniels, many people believe, is a first-round talent in the NFL draft. And when I look at what JT Daniels could be this year in this offense, and when I think about what Jamie Newman could have been in this offense, I kind of feel like they're both about the same as far as bottom-line production. They might go about it differently stylistically and with different skill sets, but I feel like all in all could be a push. Bottom line, JT Daniels, Jamie Newman, who do you think will be or would have been the better option this year?
Well, it depends on who they saw move the team. I mean, so much of it has to do, one size doesn't fit all, right? I mean, let's call the elephant out in the room. Justin Fields was a great fit for the Ohio State offense. Mm-hmm. Not a great fit for the pro style as a true freshman. Had Justin come back with 1 year of experience, okay, we're talking about a different player as a second-year guy. Jamie Newman came to Georgia to learn to play in a pro-style system. Unfortunately, spring football got canceled, and so he was limited to Zoom meetings, which it's just not the same. You guys know this. Football is meant to be played. It's a game to be played with pads. 7-on-7, okay, but he couldn't even do that. So spring football was taken away, and that really damaged Jamie Newman's chances of learning the air raid system that Todd Monken wants to use. That's why JT Daniels came to Georgia, because there was an opportunity. He doesn't come to Georgia unless there's an opportunity. So, when people go, oh, why Newman Day? Well, the writing was kind of on the wall when JT Daniels' plane landed here. I mean, this is a five-star guy. And people go, well, he wasn't that great at Southern Cal. Well, actually was. The team wasn't that great. But that was a guy that was supposed to be playing his senior year in high school. That was quarterback in USC against Texas and Notre Dame and Stanford and Cal. I mean, he's played big-time football. He played it modern day. They're in this league out there called the Trinity League. There's six teams in his high school league. There is currently four quarterbacks from that high school league in the SEC right now. So JT Daniels has been playing big-time college, big-time football, I should say, for 5 years. He started, 9, 10, 11. He played mm-hmm. a year, and then USC 2 years. 5 years this guy has been in a pro style. So, yes, he's going to have an inherent advantage. Now, where's the knee at? He's still got the brace on. Today, we're hearing Dwan Mathis gets most of the snaps. Obviously, Kirby knows, got to have a number two. Mathis, big arm, big upside, 6'6", 10-800. Carson Beck, former Florida Player of the Year, state championship. They got some great players there. But JT is the guy with the experience, and I think he would ultimately have been the starter even if Jamie had started, and that's probably why Jamie left, because that doesn't help Jamie if he's not the starter in what amounts to his contract year in college.
Mike Griffith, AJC, with us here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the radio.com app. So Cade Mays left Georgia. He goes to Knoxville, and Jeremy Pruitt thinks that all transfers should be eligible amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But if my data and my math and my ability to read a calendar is correct, Cade did so in January, pre-corona. So what's the deal here?
Yeah, well, Jeremy's just a great humanitarian. We've known this for years. Now, it is funny how the arguments change from, Georgia was just a horrible place, and that's why he had to leave. He had to leave. It's just so terrible over here. Now it's like, all transfers should be able to play. Look, Tennessee is making a stink out of this. They want this bad. They need Cade Mays. Look, Tennessee's won, 6 in a row? They don't want, Cade Mays was the, you looked at what he did at Georgia. He played all 5 line positions. I mean, he was the Swiss Army knife of the Bulldogs. And he's an invaluable piece for your offensive line. And if you're Tennessee, so this is a guy that could make a difference in a game or two. seriously, I mean, there's a big drop-off between Cade Mays and whoever that next guy's going to be on the Tennessee offensive line. So they've done everything they can do. You know, they appealed it quietly. They got turned down. And now they're taking a different tack. They're going loud. They're going political. They got a House of Representative guy involved in it. They've got a local attorney. They've played the Tom Morris card. They got him involved. Now they're outing the name of the guy that handles transfers within the SEC. They got Lane Kiffin. It's like Tennessee is on this all-out social media. They got a petition with more than 13,000 scholarships. It is all out for Cade Mays to play at Tennessee. It's 2020. So 2020.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's totally 2020. So speaking of 2020, the Dogs will kick off this campaign in 2 weeks. And I look at the first three games. Arkansas should be a blowout. Auburn should be a battle. And Tennessee, I think, will be competitive. What can we learn about Georgia? Or what do we need to see improve before that game in Tuscaloosa?
Well, I mean, everything, you know, Kirby's right when he says everything. You've got to listen. You've got a brand new offense, brand new terminology, brand new offensive coordinator, brand new quarterback, three new starters on your offensive line, a brand new backfield. I mean, there's a lot of brand new and a lot of newness. And so what you've got to somehow do is get choreographed and get that timing down. And all you can, it takes reps to do that. You got to be on the same page. You got to have an offense. It doesn't have to be dynamic right out of the gate. I hope people understand and adjust their expectations. If you didn't have the best defense in the nation, this would be a different conversation. But when you have the best defense in the nation, and they really are, I mean, guys are so good on defense. We haven't even talked about it. I know it's not sexy to talk about defense. You just go, yeah, they're really good. No, they're like the best. But when you've got a defense like that, you just don't want to lose on offense. You've got to be efficient. You've got to, you know, a punt is not a bad thing. And I know people are wincing and driving off the road. But when you have a defense, because who's going 80 yards on this defense? Let me tell you, there was only one team last year that scored three touchdowns against Georgia. And it was arguably the best offense in the modern era. There was no other team that scored three touchdowns on Georgia. In the second half of the season, games 6 through 12, there were no teams that had a play for more than 40 yards. I mean, that's how good they were last year. And they're even better this year. So what you need on offense is you need efficiency. They do want to throw the ball. Kirby wants to recruit to this system. He wants proficiency. He wants explosiveness. But the number one component to explosiveness, according to Todd Monken, who had the most productive passing offense in the NFL in 2018 with the Buccaneers, the number one thing is run-pass conflict. And what does that mean? Well, that means the defense doesn't know what's coming. Well, what does that mean? That means 2nd and 5 instead of 2nd and 10. It means 3rd and 3 instead of 3rd and 8. It means the defense is in conflict and they're not sure. And you can go to the line of scrimmage, and depending on how they're lined up with a pro-style quarterback, you can call the appropriate play. So what you need is a quarterback under center that can run pro style that's not going to turn the ball over.
Mike Griffith from the AJC, always a pleasure, always passionate, always on point. Good stuff, Mike. Thank you so much.
Good time, guys. Everybody be safe.
You got it. Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the AJC. Good stuff from Mike. But I would say this is, you know, it's funny. You look at the college football landscape the last 7 or 8 years, outside of Jake Coker winning a national championship in 2015, it's all been won by elite quarterbacks. I think more than ever, you need to have an elite game-changing quarterback to win the national championship. I don't know that efficient and proficiency and, you know, game manager and, you know, all those other labels, no matter how good your defense is, will get it done. Look at the guys that have won the national championship. Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Tua Tagovailoa, Jameis Winston. Those guys are all elite college quarterbacks, the best of the best. I don't know that the JT Daniels, and look, maybe he'll become elite eventually, but Ian Book, you know, you go around college football, there's some good quarterbacks, some very good quarterbacks, but it feels like you got to be the best of the best in order to win the whole thing. All right, we will come back, wrap up hour number two with the debut of the Saturday Social. My producer and chairman of the board, Dylan Matthews, with everything that's trending on social media and our reactions to it. Sports, entertainment, news. Don't worry, if it is news related, it won't get too heavy. Trust me, we're trying to be an escape from all the craziness. Our craziness on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.